comparing two treatments, hypothesis tests with two means. Let's start with a sample problem, a case for hypothesis testing. We have a claim which we want to put to the test. An average engineering student drinks more beer on Saturdays than an average business student. In previous hypothesis tests that we have seen, we have been concerned with the mean of a certain population. In this case, we have two different populations, that of engineering students and that of business students. And we are interested in comparing the averages of those two populations rather than saying anything about one individual population. So, in other words, we have mu e, the average beer consumption for engineering students, and similarly mu b for business students. And we can form a null hypothesis. A null hypothesis saying that mu e is equal to mu b. In the claim, we say that engineering students drink more beer, and that's the basis for the alternative hypothesis. Mu e is greater than mu b. So the claim here is equivalent to H1. Now we need to poll both populations. So we take n engineering students and m business students to get two samples. Now n and m may or may not be equal. Based on those two polls, we get two sample means, bar e and bar b, and we have to use both of them. In this video, we are going to assume that sigma e and sigma b, that is the standard deviations of the two populations, are both known. We will relax that assumption in later videos. Reducing the number of variables. In this case, the null hypothesis has two unknown parameters, mu e and mu b. And we have two stochastic variables which we need to use for the test statistic. In previous tests, we have only had one. So how do we deal with two variables? The answer is try and reduce it to one key quantity. A logical case would be the difference, delta equals mu e minus mu b. If we, in the null hypothesis, subtract mu b from both sides, we are allowed to do that in an equation, what we get is mu e minus mu b, that is the delta we just defined, is equal to zero. So this gives us a new null hypothesis in only one unknown parameter. Similarly, the stochastic variable d is the difference between the two sample means, and the expected value of that d is going to be delta, the difference between mu e and mu b under the null hypothesis. So by taking the difference, we get one unknown parameter in the null hypothesis, and we get one stochastic variable to use as a test statistic. Next question is, what is the probability distribution of that difference, which we call d? In this video, we will use the normal distribution, and that is acceptable in two cases. It is acceptable when n and m are large, so that we get a large sample, because then the central limit theorem applies. It is also valid if each of the populations e and b are normally distributed. So either of these two conditions is sufficient. So you don't need both, it's sufficient with one of them. So assuming that one of those conditions applies, we get D normally distributed with a mean of 0 and a known sigma D under H0. So, how do we find the standard deviation of D? That is essentially the variance of a sum. D is a difference, but since bar B and minus bar B will have the same variance, this is effectively the same as finding the variance of a sum of two stochastic variables. It is a fundamental property that the variance of that D is the sum of the two constituent variances, the variance of bar E plus the variance of bar B. Now, each of these variances are found by taking the variance of a single observation and dividing by the number of observations. And to find the standard deviation sigma of D, we just need to take the square root. So that is the expression we are going to use for sigma D. We need to normalize to get a standard normally distributed variable, Z. This normalization is exactly the same as we have seen before. We don't have to subtract the mean mu because it's equal to 0 under H0, but otherwise the formula is exactly the same as we've seen before, just with a new expression for sigma. So Z has the standard normal distribution, N0, 1, and we can proceed, compare Z, the capital Z, to Z alpha, where alpha is, let's generalize a little bit. In the null hypothesis we had, we said that the difference is equal to 0. That's the most common case where we wanted to compare two populations. We're interested in whether they're equal or not, or which one is larger. But more generally, we can make a null hypothesis that the difference is equal to delta naught. The change that makes is that when we normalize to get the Z statistic. To summarize, comparing two treatments is a very common problem. We have a null hypothesis, H0, that the difference between two means is equal to 0, or more generally, that it's equal to delta. We have an observable statistic, which is the difference between two sample means, bar X and bar Y. We normalize that statistic D by subtracting the hypothesized mean, delta naught, and dividing by the standard deviation. That gives a Z statistic, which we can use exactly as the Z statistic we had when we wanted to test in the single mean. If Z is greater than Z alpha, we can reject the null hypothesis in the one-sided case, and if the absolute value is greater than Z alpha half, we can reject in the two-sided case. Thank you.